strong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, it's been a long time, hasn't it, since I've made up a story with sound effects for you. Well, what do you say we have one right now? Well, this story is about Shivering Sam, the human icicle. A fellow who couldn't seem to keep warm in winter no matter how he tried. Sam would come down to breakfast on a chilly morning. The wind would be howling outside, and the thermometer would take a nosedive down toward the zero mark. Now, our friend Sam didn't like to eat breakfast very well. He didn't think much of the kind of breakfast his mother gave him in wintertime. Morning after morning, it was the same old story. Regular as clockwork.
A hot drink and a hot meal. A hot drink and a hot meal. Hot drink and a hot...
You see, Sam's mother had an old-fashioned idea, as old-fashioned as the well-known horse and buggy. She thought Sam had to have a hot-cooked breakfast to keep warm in chilly weather. Now, it happens that the kind of hot breakfast she gave Sam wasn't right for winter mornings. It was hot, I'll agree. But it didn't give him enough fuel energy units to help keep him warm. Sam would eat that hot breakfast. He'd feel warm while he was eating it. But pretty soon after, he'd begin to get cold again. So cold, his teeth sometimes chattered like this. Now, one day it happened that Sam turned on the radio and listened to the adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. And this is what he heard.
No, sir, fellows and girls, you don't need to eat a hot-cooked breakfast in winter. Not if you'd rather have those crisp, ready-to-eat flakes of real whole wheat called Wheaties. You see, Wheaties are brimming with fuel energy units that help to keep you warm in chilly weather. Wheaties are every bit as good for helping to keep you warm as a hot whole wheat cereal would be. And Wheaties are extra nourishing, too, with a flavor that makes them fun to eat. Why don't you stick to Wheaties this winter?
When Shivering Sam heard that, he said to himself,
Boy, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat lots of Wheaties and get a big supply of those fuel energy units.
Well, sir, it's Wheaties for Sam every morning now. He enjoys his Wheaties with lots of milk and fruit, and he says,
Gee, this breakfast of champions tastes like $1 million. I'll bet every fellow and girl would eat Wheaties if they knew how Wheaties help keep you warm in winter.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are in a dangerous country of the headhunters in the Philippines. They are in search of Sergeant Romero, the Philippine constabulary who, with a squad of men, has been sent to capture certain headhunters who recently attacked an Igorot village. Sergeant Romero has some information on the missing Professor Loring, whom Uncle Jim hopes to rescue from the Moros. And now, Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim, mounted on 4 small Filipino horses, are slowly climbing a steep mountain trail. Uncle Jim and Jack riding abreast lead the way, and Billy and Betty are right behind them. The rugged mountains of northern Luzon rise all around them, and they're keeping a sharp lookout for any sign of hostile headhunters of the Guian tribes. Listen.
Hey there, Jack. Don't go so fast, you and Uncle Jim. Your horses must think that we're anxious to find the headhunters.
Well, we're certainly anxious to find Sergeant Romero. The sooner we find him, the sooner we can get back to Manila and start for the Sulu Sea.
The only trouble about finding Romero is that we'll probably find some headhunters with him.
I wish we'd let Michelle come along with us. He knows something about this country.
It was better to leave him behind, Betty. In the first place, he's a Filipino from the lowlands. A lowland Filipino is a prize package for a real headhunter.
And in the second place, Betty, he can keep an eye on Chapato and Lazaro and Blackbeard when they finally reach the village.
But if they find him, there's no telling what they'll do to him.
They'll never find him, Betty. The constabulary lieutenant said he'd hide him. And if Chapato and Blackbeard start to follow us here to steal the chart and the ring, Michelle will run ahead and let us know.
Well, I suppose it was best to leave him behind.
There's another danger we have to guard against, Betty. Those Igorotes in the village are burning for revenge against the headhunters. If the constabulary lieutenant loses control of them, they'll be on the warpath against the Guyans.
What good can Michelle do then?
Michelle can come and warn us.
But what'll he warn us against? The Igorotes won't attack us.
I don't know about that, Billy. If they're on the warpath and all set to do a little headhunting for themselves, they may not be too particular about whose head they get.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, I'll never forget how they brandished their spears at us in that war dance.
Maybe they weren't fooling quite as much as we thought they were. Say, Uncle Jim, look at that scar on the side of the muck. About a mile ahead of us where the trail does a figure S.
I see it, Jack. What about it?
Maybe that's the cave the lieutenant spoke about. The cave where Romero and his constabulary soldiers are bivouacking.
Is that the cave of the mummies, Jack, where the Igorotes keep their ancestors for hundreds of years?
The lieutenant told us about a mummy cave, Billy, and I think this may be the one. Don't you, Uncle Jim?
It may be, Jack. We'll know when we get there.
Will the cave actually be full of mummies, Uncle Jim?
It's quite probable, Betty. That's how the Igorotes bury their dead. They do something to preserve the bodies, and then they take them to isolated caves in the mountains and set them up with their arms folded.
Oh, I don't want to go into that cave.
Oh, it won't be as bad as you expect, Betty. I've seen them before. They don't look like real human beings. They look like funny little old toy men made out of parchment. They look quite happy and quite at peace with the world. And they sit there and look down upon the Green Mountains forever and ever.
Just the same, Uncle Jim, I hope we don't have to go into that cave.
If we run into any headhunters, Betty, we'll be glad to find a cave to hide in. And almost every cave in these mountains is a mummy cave.
I almost wish we waited at the village for Sergeant Romero to come back.
Well, Geppetto and Lazaro and Blackbeard would be there by this time, Betty.
Gosh, all fish hooks, yes, and the constabulary lieutenant wouldn't have helped much against that crew. This way we'd get four horses loaned to us, and when we get back, the lieutenant will take us to Manila in his car.
Uncle Jim, look up the mountainside, quick.
Where, Jack? I don't see anything.
Look just to the left of that large outcrop of rock. Isn't that a man there? A small black man?
You're right, Jack, it is. Why, I believe it's a Negrito.
It is a Negrito, Uncle Jim. I can see his bow and arrow. Jumpin' Jiminy. I hope he's as friendly toward us as that tribe of Negritos on the other side of the mountains.
Oh, but they had reason to be friendly, Billy. Jack and Uncle Jim saved one of them from the landslide.
There's another one, Uncle Jim. Look, there are several more. They're hiding behind the tree.
I see them, Jack. They all have their bows and arrows with them, too.
I wonder, Uncle Jim, do you suppose it can be the same tribe that helped us against Geppetto on the other side of the mountains?
I don't know, Jack. All Negritos look pretty much alike to us. They're all small and rather black, and they all have bows and arrows.
I do hope it's the same tribe. Well, they're our friends. The chief of the tribe said he'd always be our friend.
You forget, Betty, that we had to speak to them in sign language.
But, Uncle Jim, they proved they were our friends then, all right, all right.
I wish there was some way we could find out if it is the same tribe.
They seem to be following us the same way that other tribe did.
Let's stop, Uncle Jim, and see what they do.
All right, Billy. Bring your horse up, Jack.
Oh, there, Black Beauty.
Why, they've disappeared. They've all jumped behind trees.
They're just as shy as ever, Betty.
But, gee, jumping crickets. There ought to be some way we can find out if they're our friends or if they're going to be our enemies.
Suppose I dismount, Uncle Jim, and walk up the mountainside. Then if they are the same tribe, the chief may come down to meet me.
And if they're not the same tribe, Jack, you may find a poisoned arrow sticking in you. No, we'd better play safe.
Look, Uncle Jim, one of them has unslung his bow.
Oh, do you suppose he's going to shoot at us?
I don't know, Betty. Look, he's getting out an arrow.
Soften, catfish. He's doing something to the arrow.
Well, what's he doing to the arrow, Uncle Jim?
It's hard to see from here, Betty. He might be putting some poison on the tip of it.
Jump on Jiminy, gee whiz. If he's putting poison on the tip of his arrow, it's time that we got started. What are we waiting for?
Wait a minute, Billy. I don't think he's putting poison on the arrow. I think he's breaking the tip off.
That's what he's doing, Jack. He's breaking off the tip of the arrow.
But why is he doing that?
Look, Jack, he's going to shoot it at us.
But look how high he's aiming, Billy. Way up in the air.
And I think he's aiming a little ahead of us, too, Jack.
He shot the arrow. Look how high it goes. I've lost it in the sun.
I see the arrow, Billy. It's coming down now. It's coming down right in front of us.
That was a very accurate shot for a bow and arrow, Jack. Let's get it and take a look at it.
I'll get it, Uncle Jim. Will you hold my horse?
All right, Jack. Give me the reins.
Those Negritos are regular Robin Hoods when it comes to shooting a bow and arrow, Betty. Look where that arrow landed, right in the middle of a trail.
But it missed us all, Billy.
Oh, of course it missed us. He was trying to miss us, Betty. That arrow is a message of some kind.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, Jack has it now. He's bringing it back.
Look, Betty. Look at that Negrito. He's watching to see if we got the arrow.
Some of the other Negritos are peeking out behind the trees, too, Billy.
Here's the arrow, Uncle Jim. And we were right. He did break off the tip of it. I wonder why.
I think the reason's plain, Jack. First, they break off the poison tip of the arrow, and then they shoot it in front of us. That's a sign that they mean us no harm.
Then they are our friends. That means they're the same tribe that helped us before.
They probably are, Jack. They're just letting us know that they're standing by in case we need help. They know we're getting into dangerous country. Mount up, Jack. We'll keep moving.
I'll take the reins. Get up, Black Beauty. We're going to the Cave of the Mummies.
And the Greedos are going to stay with us, Betty. Look at them skip from tree to tree on the mountainside.
My, but they hate anyone to see them. They don't even like us to see them.
The Negritos must think that we're in some danger, Uncle Jim. They aren't staying with us just for the pleasure of our company.
We're not exactly in the safest part of the Philippines, Jack. And the Negritos know it.
But if we did run into the headhunters, I don't imagine the Negritos would be much help to us.
I don't know, Jack. They'd certainly never engage the headhunters in hand-to-hand combat. But they might stay some distance off and pepper them with arrows.
I'm wondering, Uncle Jim, do you suppose that the Negritos could be trying to warn us against some immediate danger?
I hadn't thought of that, Jack. It's possible.
Jumping crickets, Jack. You don't think that the headhunters are lying in ambush for us?
I don't know what the headhunters are doing, Billy. But it's a cinch they could ambush us if they wanted to.
Oh, Jack, now I'll be expecting a headhunter to spring out of every bush. And I thought we'd be safe until we found Sergeant Romero and his men.
It won't be long before we catch up with them, Betty. I'm pretty sure that big cave we see ahead is where he's waiting for the Guillons to return.
Look, Uncle Jim. One of the Negritos is coming down the side of the mountain toward us.
Where, Jack? Oh, I see him. I shouldn't wonder. Yes, by Jove, it is he.
Hey, Uncle Jim, you mean the chief of the tribe? The same one you tried to talk to before?
Yes, I'm sure he's the one, Billy. Let's ring him up and wait.
Oh, there, boy.
Look at him come bounding down. Why, he jumps from one rock to another.
He must have something important to tell us, Uncle Jim.
He must have, Jack, or he'd never leave the protection of those trees.
Look at him. He stopped. He won't come any further.
But he's pointing at something, Jack. He's pointing at something way down the mountainside.
He's trying to warn us against something, Uncle Jim. But I don't see anything down there. Do you?
No, Jack, I don't. Most of the hillside is covered with trees. There are a few cleared places, but the bushes are pretty thick there.
But that's where he's pointing, Uncle Jim. He's pointing to one of those cleared places.
That's a long way down the mountainside. I wonder what he sees.
I've got a binoculars in my saddle pack, Uncle Jim. I'll get them out and take a look.
There's something down there, Betty. There must be. That Greedo was pointing at.
But what can it be, Billy? You don't suppose it can be the headhunters?
Oh, search me, Betty. We'll know in a second, though. Jack is getting the glasses out.
Here are the binoculars, Uncle Jim. I'll take a look down the mountainside and see what the Negrito's pointing at.
Focus the glass on that open area to the right of those tall trees, Jack. I think the trail winds down in that direction after it passes the Cave of the Mummies.
I'm looking there, Uncle Jim. I don't see... Yes, I do. There's someone down there. Wait a minute. I see someone else. Why, there's a whole bunch of Igorotes down there.
Let me have the glasses, Jack. I'll take a look. Yeah, I see them now. They look like Igorotes. But there's a difference. Jack, I think they're the Guillons, the headhunters. And they're coming up the mountain.
Oh, boy.
Say, do you suppose Uncle Jim is right? Are those savages who are coming up the mountain really the ferocious Guillons, headhunters? It's lucky that the Cave of the Mummies isn't very far away. There's sure to be an extra special exciting time ahead, so listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Okay, now, you're having Wheaties for breakfast tomorrow morning, aren't you? Lots of whole wheat nourishment, a real champion flavor, and a big supply of fuel energy units to help keep you warm in chilly weather. That's Wheaties. Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best.